Dit is Jaap van Kluiven op Nieuwsradio.
You're listening to Health and Wellness. My name is Jaap van Kluiven and it's a pleasure and honor for me again to talk with Mireille Metters via a Skype contact in Holland. Mireille, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure and it's lovely to talk with you again. And I remember just a few months ago, we made a beautiful program about your MIR method, the MIR method, in Dutch. And this time we are going to do it in English because we know we have many English speaking listeners and we want to broadcast this, let's say worldwide.
Yes. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm really thrilled because I haven't done any interview in English yet. So this is my first time.
Okay.
And I built a huge website in English already. So it's great that other people also listen now to what I've put on that website so they can benefit from it.
Yes. Well, I have it right in front of me, your website in English. And of course, we are going to inform the listeners how to reach this website and what we are going to talk about. Well, just introduce yourself a little bit, Mireille.
Okay. I'm the developer of the MIR method. I used to be a teacher and a therapist. And I discovered, it was quite subconsciously, I discovered that I'm an inventor. Mm. I've got this brain. I really want to look into the health of people. I want to find out, is it possible to heal ourselves without anything, without any means? And I discovered that it really is possible to heal ourselves with our body just using our hands and our voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an amazing discovery. And when it was finished, I was just so happy to have this method that I created that I just wanted to share it with anybody. Just please look at it and see if it works for you. And I wish everybody such a good health. And I think I've got this huge idealistic ideas in my head that what happens if everybody heals himself? What happens to the world? Mm. So that's why I'm so happy that I can broadcast this worldwide.
Yes. Well, I can see your face and especially your eyes via Skype. And I know how enthusiastic you are about this. And we are talking about hundreds of people who are educated by you, who are using this MIR method. What is MIR?
MIR, at first I wanted to call it the miracle method because it's such a wonder that you only by using your hands and your voice saying words, you can heal yourself. So all these patients of mine, they were healing and I was doing nothing at all. They were doing it themselves. So it was a miracle. And then I thought, well, it's such a long word. Maybe it's better if I shorten it to MIR. And then I remembered, wow, this is great because that is the Russian word for peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what my method does. It gives you peace in your mind and in your heart. And that is exactly what I wish for everybody.
Yes. And what it also means is literally a mental and intuitive reset.
Yeah, it's also an abbreviation of mental, like your thoughts and your old memories and intuition, also your emotions, old emotions, and the R for reset. So you reset all those thoughts that are hindering you in your life, and it resets all those emotions that are pulling you back into your past so that you can't grow.
That's what we call in many other programs the trap we are all in, that you are blocked. Kinds of things, and that you can just remove yourself, because that's what I like in your method, that you can do it yourself at home or at any place. And that's what we are going to explain to our listeners, this kind of reset. I like the word reset, Mireille.
Yeah. It was, I don't know, it came intuitively to me, that word. And later on, I just understood it means like bringing yourself to your blueprint, the way you were supposed to be. Not with all those rubbish that you get during your life. When people tell you you're small, you're insignificant, we don't pay attention to you because you're not worth it. When you get all these messages, they just sort of put you down and make you small. Mm-hmm. But in fact, your real blueprint is that you're really a huge person, that you're really worthwhile, and that your love is so, it's so amazing to be around with you. And that is what actually is inside of all of us. So we need just to bring that out again.
Well, yes, if you recognize your blueprint, then you also recognize, well, how shall I say, your own light being.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we're just all walking lights, so we just have to make it shine again.
Well, and that's possible with your mirror method. And talking about lights, of course, that has to do with frequency. Also, a very important item in all my programs. We all come to one conclusion. We are all working, you in your way and all your colleagues in other ways, with frequency. Mireille, you don't have to be a believer in anything or be in contact with spiritual things or so. Your method is just open and clean for everybody.
Yeah, that's the best part of it. You don't have to believe it. You can be a real skeptic and use it, and it still works. Because the method is built in a way that it sort of goes by your conscious, because our thoughts are really strong. But if we bypass that and we go straight into our subconscious, we can really reach our deeper core, and that's where the healing takes part.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do it with animals or with children, it really works fast. Because animals don't have this skeptic mind. So, well, it works.
It works. And another important thing before we go to the 9 steps of the mirror method themselves, very important to tell the listeners is that the mirror method is never a replacement of medical or psychiatric help.
Yeah, it's always and. If you need help and you are with doctors, just make sure you stay with the doctors and you stay on their program and ask them if you can do the mirror method together alone, because it helps, it supports the regular treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that doctors are amazing and they are very, very good at their profession. Mm-hmm. And we really should work together with them.
Yes.
Because energy healing and the things that really doctors can do should be together.
Yes, and that's why it's important to explain to the listeners that we always say, keep taking your medicine as long as your doctor or specialist thinks it's necessary. But you're also working together with them, aren't you, Mira?
Yeah. We have several doctors that have been trained in the mirror method, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have several physicians that actually spread out, they hand out my cards with the 9 steps on them, and they give them to the patients. And there is a specialist for children's care. He's already educated. And they advise in the mirror method.
Well, let's go to these 9 steps, because this is the most important thing of the mirror, how you can help yourself in your healing process on whatever, what level, because it's, well, touching your hands and using words. That's it. But let's try together to explain this perfectly to the listeners.
Yeah.
First of all, what does it consist of? How do you have to work?
Well, how to do it is it takes 2 minutes. So with only 2 minutes per time, you heal yourself. You do it twice a day. And when you start doing the mirror method, you need to stroke your hand. So you put one hand on top of the other and you just start stroking your hand in circles really slow. Because when you stroke really slow, you really have a tender contact with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you stroke your skin really gently, making circles all the time. Just keep on touching.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on stroking. Then what happens, this was the wonderful discovery, what happens is when you touch all these nerve endings in your skin, all these nerve endings, they fire and they give signals to your brain. And the signal means, I'm being touched lovingly. Ah, that feels good. And then there's this deep, deep relaxation inside yourself and all your walls go down. So it means you really relax inside, and the message is, I am safe. Ah, I can relax now. I am safe.
Mm-hmm.
That is the essential part of the mirror method. When you watch the website, there are instruction videos and people can see me do it.
Yes, there are videos on the website in which you explain and demonstrate literally how it works. And I already want to mention the website to the listeners, that is www.meermethod.com. And Meer Method, well, of course, method is in English, and Meer is spelled M-I-R. So www.meermethod.com. For all the listeners who are anxious to look at it, but please, listeners, give us some time to explain first. Mireille.
Yeah. So I discovered this hand stroking through one of my patients because I could not touch her back and I had to touch her on the hands, which was an amazing coincidence. After later on, I realized it was not a coincidence. It was meant to be, but it was an amazing discovery. So you just stroke your hands, which is so easy. Anybody can do this at any time on your day. And then when you are stroking, the other part of the mirror method starts, and that is that you have to pronounce words, special phrases, special sentences. And these have been examined and tested by me. They are very exact words, very precise words that are commands for your subconscious to start healing. And they all these sentences, they deal with a different part of your total body and being.
Yes. And how long did it take you to develop this method?
From beginning to end, it was 6 months. Of course, my whole life prior to that was building up towards that. But it took me actually 6 months experimenting with my patients who sometimes became really sick. I'm still sorry, but it worked. And then I learned so much through them. So that's how it worked. Yeah.
Well, I ask you this question just to emphasize mm-hmm. the importance of the right and correct words you're using yep. with this yep. method while you are touching yours. And of
yes,
course,
thank you. Yep.
touching yourself is so important because, well, a lot of people lack this need to be touched, don't
yep.
they, Mireille?
Yeah, many people are lonely. Many people work, I wanted to say a nasty word, they work their ass off.
Okay.
So many people, they just keep on working and they have these lives of being like 14 hours busy, 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 and they hardly have time to connect to other people, let alone themselves. So they get really far away from themselves. And actually stroking your own skin makes you come back into this contact with yourself. And on a deeper level, it's getting back this love for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what is remarkable too is that on your website you start with the first sentence that this is a gift from you to mankind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I put it on the website because I was convinced that if it only takes 2 minutes twice per day, and we can use it, you use this for at least 4 weeks because you have to train your body. But if you use this, anybody can do this, any country, no matter how much money you have, no matter what kind of job, no matter how much education you have had, everybody can do this. So I was feeling like, who am I to keep this to myself?
Yes.
It's a wonderful discovery and it needs to get out.
Well, before we go to these 9 steps, we will go to the music break first. But I want to mention one more thing, and that is to mention it in an overall world. Is this an holistic therapy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that mean then?
Oh, it means that it really touches every aspect of your life. So it means it helps you to heal your body. It helps you to heal your energy fields. It helps you to heal all the issues that are in your life. And also it helps you to sort of reset your life, to find back why you came to Earth. Because I believe that everybody here came to Earth for a special reason. And many of us have come to Earth to help bring this Earth into a next evolution, to make it sort of jump into what I expect, world peace. So I've got this huge image in my head all the time that we are really going really fast towards world peace, even though the world is really shaking at this time. But I very strongly believe that we are heading for world peace very soon. And I dare to say within the next 10 years, we are there.
Well,
it's amazing.
I think before this happens, we need to be shaken first.
Yeah, we need to be shaken a bit so to wake up. But many people are already woken up and they can help the others. So
yes.
Everybody that is working in this field and using internet, using everybody to inform them, well, it's going really fast.
Okay, dear listeners, we will be back right after the music break with the 9 steps of the Mirror Method. Thank you.
passenger traveling quietly conceals himself with a magazine and a sleepless pillow. Over the crest of the mountain, the moon begins its climb, and he wakes to find he's enrolled in farmland. The farmer sleeps against his wife. He wonders what their life must be. A trailways bus is heading south into Washington, D.C. Mother and child, the baby may be 2 months old. Prepare themselves for sleep and feeding. The shadow of the Capitol dome slides across his face, and his heart is racing with the urge to freedom. The father motionless as stone, a shepherd resting with his flock. The trailways bus is turning west, Dallas via Little Rock.
Desert moon is my witness. I've no money to come east, but I know you'll soon be.
We pull into downtown Dallas by the side of the grassy knoll where the leader fell and the town was broken. Away from the feel and flow of life for so many years, he hears music playing and Spanish spoken. Border patrol outside of Tucson boarded the bus. Any aliens here? You better check with us. How about you, son? You look like you got Spanish blood. Do you habla inglés? Am I understood? Yes, I am an alien from Mars. I come to Earth from outer space. If I traveled my whole life, you guys would still be on my case. You guys would still be on my case. But he can't leave his fears behind. He recalls each fatal thrust, the screams carried by the wind, phantom figures in the dust, phantom figures in the dust, phantom figures in the dust.
You're listening to Health and Wellness. My name is Jaap van Kluiven, and listener, we all know I'm talking via Skype connection with Mireille Mettes. And Mireille developed the MEAR method, and that is a mental and intuitive reset. And it's so lovely to use the word reset because we all understand what that is. And we make a connection, or we both made a connection to our blueprint. So it's a kind of resetting our blueprint to come back to ourselves. Am I right, Mireille?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, wonderful. And it's amazing what happens when you use it, because it's really easy, but the effect is huge.
Well, what is so lovely is that after our first interview, a lot of people reacted on the program and started the MEAR method, and everybody is confirming that it works, and it's just touching your hand. It has a lot to do with love for yourself, because the moment you start to caress yourself with your hand, on the other hand, you immediately understand what you have been missing for all those years. Well, let's start with the 9 steps, which are a very important part of the MEAR method. I just start with you with the first step, Mireille, and that's called optimize acidity.
Yes, these words, they are actually commands for your subconscious. Now, in our body, it is essential that our acidity is exactly right in every different place in your body. So when you look at your stomach, you have this acid inside, and it needs to be really acidic. But your acidity in your brain needs to be more base. So it's actually really contradictory. You've got all these different levels of acidity in your body, and they need to be exactly right to for you to make sure you can let go of toxicity. So people that are very acid, who take lots of sugar, who drink coffee, who drink alcohol, who hardly ever eat vegetables, those people are very acidic. And when you have too much acid in your body, in your muscles and in your tissues, then your body cannot let go of toxicity. And that actually is one of the reasons people fall ill.
Yes. Well, and if you start with step 1, optimize acidity, do you then also have to combine that with another diet, or do you have to go to somebody who can...
No, that's amazing. What happens is when you do all the other steps together, you let go of emotions, and your body will, from inside out, start to want certain foods and do not want to want other foods. So your coffee may not taste as good anymore, and you may start to eat nuts. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you want to have these raw vegetables, which you never did before. So your whole body will start to scream for the right food. And that's a wonderful journey. So you don't have to be... You don't really have to take care of what you are eating or drinking, because your body will start to do it themselves.
Well, very important, this explanation, because then we already start to understand how the method works.
Okay.
It's just an attention straight to yourself, to your own energy and spiritual level. Let's go to step 2. Detox all toxicity.
Yeah, that's a nice one, huh, to say it. Detox all toxicity. So you give your body the assignment to let go of toxicity. This can mean like heavy metals that come inside through makeup or through exhaust fumes from the cars. We all get these stuff inside, and our body is used to hold on to it, which is really strange, because our body should let go of it. And when people start using the MEAR method, this step 2 is the one cause that people may need to go to the toilet more often, because their body starts to detox. So you can actually notice that the body is working, and which is a good one, of course, because your body needs to clean.
Yeah. And again, it's just by touching yourself and not changing the way you are eating or even living, because this correction comes automatically if you seriously be active with this 9 steps method. Let's go to step number 3. Which one is that, Mireille?
That's a very special one. It's detach father, detach mother. And what is meant by it is that you let go of all the things that you have drawn inside of yourself from your father. So when your father has expectations of you that you need to be the best in school and in class and in sports, you let go of that because it may not be you. It's very important your father lives his life and you live your life.
Mm-hmm.
When you say detached father, it actually means for all the men and boys that have been in your life. So you let go of all those attachments. And by doing that, you come much better aligned with your own life and your own self. Same goes with detached mother.
The same goes with detached mother, because when people hear detached father and detached mother, you're thinking about maybe a psychological level or traumas you have, but we are talking about a different kind of detachment on an energetic way, Mireille.
Yeah, it's a connection that should have been gone already. So it's as if you are still living your father's life, but that's not anymore necessary. So you let go of that. You don't have to live his life and you don't have to live your mother's life. You can let go of that. Maybe you become the artist you always wanted to be.
Okay.
Or the musician.
Let go of it or let it loose. That's very important. And I'm very happy you explained that in this way. Let's go to step four.
Step four, clear meridians. That is from the Chinese medicine. The Chinese discovered these energy pathways called meridians, and they are vital for our energy. So when they are blocked, our energy is really going down. And to de-block them, you say the sentence clear meridians while stroking your hand. And that means that your body will start to de-block all the meridians. So your energy can start to flow again. And that's one of the most heard results of the MER method, is that people regain their energy.
Yes, and meridians are very well known, of course. And, well, maybe it's good to just tell that there's also a scientific proof about this meridians with the energy.
Yep.
And, again, the frequency that goes along with it. Let's go to step five, Mireille.
Step five, that's the one about the food. It the command is supplement all shortages, which means that if you are lacking vitamins or minerals, your body will start to crave for food that has those vitamins and those minerals. So that is when the change in your longing for certain food starts. But it also has to do with the building blocks of, let's say, hormones or neurotransmitters. All those chemicals in your body that need to be built, they need building blocks, and those come from food. So your body may start to want eggs, because eggs has got this egg white from which you get amino acids, which form the proteins that are very, very necessary for the health in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you may start to wonder how many eggs you can have for breakfast, but it's usually is a temporary thing. But I remember I was eating three bananas all of a sudden because I wanted to just add all this tryptophan, which is a chemical in bananas that make you sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you may have changed in diet all of a sudden.
Well, that means also we are, well, working on a molecular level, of course, because your body just is telling you what it needs. And and this is opened by just touching yourself.
Yeah. When you come in contact with yourself, you really start to feel again, what do I really need?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, number six, that is a balanced hormone system.
Yeah. This was a very, this is a huge step. And this is one of the reasons you may be really tired at the beginning of the MER method, because the hormone system is really complex and it's got, I think, like eight organs or glands that are involved. They all spread their hormones, but if they don't function properly, you really have health issues. So the command is balance hormone system, which means that your whole body will start to reset all the hormones, organs, and the glands so that they really give out the hormones properly again. And this means we have people that have thyroid problems, and they report that they could stop their medication from the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it really works, and it's amazing how big the results are.
And what you are explaining now makes it logic that you can get very tired in the beginning, which is normal.
Yeah, very normal. So just be glad and just be in contact with the fatigue that is in your body. Your body needs to have this really big routine going on to heal yourself, and you just need to rest your body.
Okay, let's go to step 7, Mireille.
Step 7, it's a wonderful one. It's called fulfill basic needs. This is the everything you lacked in your childhood, let's say warmth or love or comforting or safety or structure. When all that was lacking, you still are in a shortage of those basic needs, which means you may go through life feeling very unsafe all the time, which is absolutely not good for your health. You should be really, you should feel really safe inside. Mm-hmm. So when you stroke your hand and you say fulfill basic needs, you actually add fulfill again that basic need of safety, so that it really gives you peace inside. And that is why many people sort of calm down when they do the MERM method.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah,
let's
it
go
is.
Let's go to step 8.
Step 8, yeah. I was using muscle testing to find out this all these sentences and words, and I was very amazed really that I should put in the chakras and aura, because I was not such a spiritual person. I was not very into that, and I'm not a person that can see them myself. I do remember as a child I could see them, so it's an ability I am still longing for to get back, and it is coming back. It's growing already. But I got all these healing people. They were looking at my chakras and aura, and they helped me healing. And I could notice, I could feel I was improving. So for me, it is real. And it is amazing to have these, I call them clairvoyants, that they can actually see the progress that your chakras and aura is making. Mm. And totally independently. So it's absolutely wonderful. Your body can heal itself, and we absolutely need good chakras and aura to go through this world. Because if your aura is not okay, you just pick up all these energies from people and you cannot function at all.
Yes. Well, I have to think about Reina Arendsen, who is living here at the Costa Blanca, from where we are producing this program, who is so specialized in what you are telling now. And it's very interesting just to get to know your chakras and your aura and how it works and how you can optimize it, because that's what we are talking about. Step 8 is optimize chakras and aura.
Yeah, exactly. And it's even so when your chakra, your throat chakra, the one that is on your throat, when it is blocked, you just cannot speak up for yourself. And if there's one thing we really need at this moment in the world, it's people that are speaking up, really saying their truth. And that is, sometimes people need so much courage to step forward, but it only can happen when your chakra on your throat is really open and working.
We both do agree that this group, especially this group, is growing.
Great. I'm so happy for that. And I hope all these people that step forward, that they are really surrounded by people that help them and support them. Mm-hmm. Because it's such a heavy mission to be a, how do you say that in English, a klokkenluider? I don't know. It's the people that are stepping forward and breaking
the one who rings the bells.
The bell ringer, yeah.
The bell ringer, yeah. Well, the one who is warning us for something we should not go on with, but just wake up, a wake-up call. Yeah. Well, the last wake-up call is step number 9, Mireille.
Yeah, I was amazed when this one came in, because I was thinking about health. And the next step 9 is clarify mission. And I was surprised, why should this one be in the MERM method? And only then I realized, of course, because when the energy is back in my body and I'm balanced again and all these shortages have been supplemented, then I have all this new energy. And then what do I do with it? And then, of course, I need to align my mission. I need to find out, why am I here? What are my talents? What is my purpose? And this step really helps you to meet accidentally the right people, to find a new job, to meet with people that are likewise, that can help you forward. So It's really a wonderful step. And I really believe that if people are not on their mission, they get ill from only that.
Yes, I agree. And of course, it's not, it is number 9. It's not number 5 or not number 1, because you do all these steps from 1 till 8. And then finally, step 9, clarify your mission. Or may I say it like this, Mireille, recognize your blueprint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is sort of living your blueprint, mm-hmm. how you were meant to be with all your special talents and your abilities, because everybody is so unique. And it only takes, all it takes is to find out what is my specialty, why am I good at, why am I here, and what is my thing that I can contribute.
Well, our time is up, but what I want to tell the listeners is a few very important things, and that is one of the most important things is that you don't leave these people doing this method and then have no contact again. No, it's the opposite. If the people are open for this, you are sending them step-by-step advices. You are sending emails with, well, just a kind of information about the MIR method, just to help the people get along with these 9 steps.
Yeah, they can subscribe to the free emails. They are the guidance mails, I think I call them. And they get these 6 weeks long. They get this very short email in their inbox, and they can read how it works and what happens. So they won't be surprised, and they will feel supported. Every week on Monday, I publish an article about the MIR method and how it works and why it works. And that makes so many people understand what is in this method.
Okay, and that's why I advise the listeners, just go to www.mirmethod.com. MIR is MIR, the mental and intuitive reset, so mirmethod.com, to find all the information and much more, because the time is too short to explain everything in this program, Mireille. Are we something leaving out? Did we tell the maximum we could in this time?
Yes, I believe so. I'm working on a new book, and in that book I want to explain a bit more about our wonderful abilities, because we are about 10% of us is actually alive, but there's so much more in the human body, and I think we are growing into something huge, and I'm just figuring out how it works, and I hope people want to do the MIR method so they can really start to open up their big possibilities that are still inside them.
Yes, everybody is invited to grow.
Yeah, please do.
Well, Mireille, thank you very much for this interview, and it was just lovely talking to you, and I hope to see you next time.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dit is Jaap van Kluiven op Nieuwsradio.
Naar Zorg en Welzijn. Mijn naam is Jaap van Kluiven. Ik ben persoonlijk op bezoek in Kliniek Amstelveen, waar ik spreek met allerlei mensen die hier vandaag heel actief zijn op het gebied van informatie geven over reconstructieve operaties. We zijn vandaag specifiek daarover bezig. Getallen zijn er bijvoorbeeld al genoemd dat er maar liefst 150 miljoen besneden vrouwen wereldwijd zijn. Een schokkend getal. Als we het alleen over de situatie in Nederland hebben, dan gaat het om 30.000 besneden vrouwen. En daarom is het zo fantastisch dat er initiatieven worden genomen door Refaat Karim en Tom Decatus en nog veel meer andere mensen om hier wat aan te doen. En zo worden er dus hier in de kliniek letterlijk besneden vrouwen geopereerd en krijgen ze voor een heel groot deel hun vrouwelijkheid weer terug. En wat heel erg fijn is dat hier een nieuwe gast voor mij aan tafel is geschoven. En dat is Femke Boelen. En Femke heeft iets fantastisch opgezet. Natuurlijk niet alleen maar met een aantal andere mensen. En dan gaat het over Desert Flower. Femke, en op de eerste plaats van harte welkom in dit programma.
Nou, ik ben blij dat ik hier aanwezig mag zijn om een kleine toelichting te kunnen geven over de Desert Flower Foundation.
Nou, laten we maar meteen met de deur in huis vallen. Wat houdt dat precies in?
De Desert Flower Foundation is oorspronkelijk opgericht door Waris Diri, het Somalisch model wat in der tijd eigenlijk als eerste naar buiten kwam, dat vrouwenbesnijdenis een beetje bestond. Mm-hmm. Nou, daar heeft ze boeken over geschreven, er is een film gemaakt en in ieder geval had zij als missie van dat dit moet stoppen in de wereld en met name in Afrika. Nou, daarvoor heeft zij een stichting opgericht, Desert Flower, woestijnbloem, die echte bloemen die nog steeds bloeien in de woestijn. Nou, inmiddels is dat een grote internationale foundation geworden met allemaal afdelingen in Oostenrijk, Duitsland, Frankrijk, Monaco. En sinds vorige maand hebben we er ook eentje in de Benelux.
En daar ben jij voorzitter van?
Ja, ik ben voorzitter van deze stichting. Refaat Karim ken ik en die weet dat ik maatschappelijk graag betrokken ben. En nou ja, met dit onderwerp wil ik me graag hard maken om te kijken of we met de stichting wat kunnen betekenen in de wereld. En met name dan in de Benelux en in Amstelveen. Ja.
Nou zijn deze initiatieven kersvers. En als ik het heb over de chirurgische ingrepen, dat is wat betreft hier in Nederland opgepakt door Karim 3 jaar. Het is zich langzaam aan het verspreiden als het gaat om het specialisme dat andere chirurgen dit ook gaan doen. Dit initiatief wat jij nu genomen hebt, dat is veel minder oud. Dat is een maand geleden allemaal begonnen, begrijp ik.
Dit initiatief hier in Nederland. Maar de Desert Flower Foundation bestaat al 15 jaar. Dus zeg maar, en Waris Diri is ook al heeft verschillende prijzen awards gekregen. Ze is speciaal FN-ambassadeur geworden voor dit onderwerp. Dus dit onderwerp bestaat al een aantal jaren. Maar hier in Nederland hebben we nu net een Desert Flower. Maar ik doe wellicht nog wat andere stichtingen of organisaties tekort die zich ook al met het onderwerp al bezighouden. Ja. Maar nu willen wij ons echt gewoon bezighouden in samenwerking met de kliniek Amstelveen op hersteloperaties en wellicht voorlichting. Ja. Desert Flower heeft internationaal ook nog een aantal projecten lopen waar wij wellicht natuurlijk misschien een financiële bijdrage. Maar ja, we richten ons in eerste instantie gewoon maar op kleine pasjes. En,
ja. Ja, maar zo moet het ook beginnen. Alle complimenten daar natuurlijk voor, Femke. Wat jij over wil slaan, dat ga ik ook doen. Maar toch even heel kort benoemen, want dat staat voor jou niet voorop. Maar het is wel dat jij een bekende Nederlander feitelijk bent. Want je hebt aan de Olympische Spelen meegedaan als roeister.
Nou, bekende Nederlander is een heel groot woord. Maar ik heb indertijd in 1996 deelgenomen aan de Olympische Spelen in Atlanta in de damesacht. Dus ik heb wel zeg maar een topsportcarrière achter de rug. En wellicht zijn mijn contacten in de toekomst ook nog bruikbaar om ze aan te wenden voor deze zaak.
Maar goed, daar laten we het bij, want je geeft zelf duidelijk aan, het gaat mij niet om mijn naam of mijn bekendheid, maar het feit dat jij hier die kar mede wil gaan trekken. Natuurlijk heb je daarbij heel veel andere mensen nodig. Hoe lopen die contacten op dit moment?
Nou, de contacten, ik werk nauw samen met Refaat Karim. Hij is als arts natuurlijk, er komen patiënten binnen. Daarnaast is de persoonlijke manager van Waris Diri's, de heer Walter Lutschinger, staat eigenlijk aan het hoofd van de Desert Flower Organisatie Internationaal. Nou ja, en hij is ook mijn steun en toeverlaat. En in eerste instantie moeten we ons natuurlijk toch een beetje focussen ook op het verwerven van funding voor toekomstige projecten. Ja.
En hoe ziet dat er, laten we het even bij Nederland houden, hoe ziet dat er hieruit?
Nou, op dit moment schijnen de meeste donaties toch gewoon via de internationale website binnen te komen. Dus mensen kunnen gewoon naar de website Desert Flower Foundation. En daarin vinden ze alle informatie en dan ook een donatieknop. Mm-hmm. Daarnaast proberen wij nu toch meer publiciteit te vergaren door middel van de media en en dit soort initiatieven.
Als je in de media actief bent, zoals nu we aan het opzetten zijn eigenlijk met z'n allen. Een fantastische uitdaging natuurlijk. Maar we hebben het over slachtoffers. We hebben het over besneden vrouwen. Zijn er besneden vrouwen bereid om hieraan mee te werken? Om duidelijk te maken hoe verschrikkelijk het is om zo verminkt te worden?
Dat blijft natuurlijk een heel lastig onderwerp. Er zijn wel vrouwen die bereid zijn om hun verhaal te doen, om daarmee bekendheid te verwerven en wellicht ook te zorgen dat deze vreselijke praktijk in de toekomst niet meer mogelijk is of dat mensen dat niet meer doen. Maar daar moet je natuurlijk wel heel zorgvuldig mee omgaan en dat vereist wel echt goede communicatie, wat mensen kunnen verwachten als je plotseling met je gezicht in een magazine staat of op de televisie komt. Mm-hmm.
Maar dat zijn wel dingen die gaan gebeuren. Juist, ja, hoe erg het ook is, maar dat schokeffect, dat gaat komen. Want op het moment dat het bij een groter publiek bekend wordt, ja, dan realiseren we ons ineens met z'n allen hoe verschrikkelijk het is over nogmaals die 150 miljoen besneden vrouwen wereldwijd.
Ja, dat denk ik ook. Ik denk echt dat je iemand, als je toch het verhaal hoort en dan in het Nederlands, dan komt het toch plotseling heel dichtbij. Hè? Het kan gewoon je buurvrouw die achter je woont, kan het zomaar zijn. En het gebeurt gewoon dichter bij huis. Niet alleen heel ver weg in Afrika, in de woestijnen, maar in Indonesië schijnt ook het percentage schrikbarend hoog te zijn.
Ja. Heel veel Afrikaanse landen, maar ook landen in het Verre Oosten, waar dit helaas nog steeds een deel van de cultuur is. Wij leren elkaar nu kennen, Femke, en luisteraars die kennen mijn programma's als heel vaak taboe doorbrekend. Daarom zijn we dit ook niet voor niets aan doen. We zijn hiermee letterlijk ook taboes aan het doorbreken, want dat is nogal wat.
Nou, dat klopt zeker. Dit is toch een onderwerp wat je natuurlijk niet makkelijk thuis aan tafel onder het eten bespreekt. Het is ook best een lastig onderwerp om in clubjes als Rotary Lions, waar je vaak veel donaties vandaan kunt halen, om daar even een gezellige film te laten zien. Maar aan de andere kant, dat neemt natuurlijk niet weg dat het een verschrikkelijke, ingrijpende gebeurtenis is voor vrouwen als dit je overkomt. En vaak dan ook nog in vreselijk primitieve omstandigheden. Dus ja, ik vind toch dat we nu in 2014 alles op alles moeten zetten om te zorgen dat in de toekomst dit niet meer jonge meisjes zal overkomen.
Ja. En vandaar ook deze oproep via Nieuwsradio aan alle luisteraars om hier in elk geval meer aandacht aan te besteden. U wordt van harte uitgenodigd om eens te gaan kijken op de website. Kun je de website even noemen?
Ja, de website is www.desertflowerorganization. En dan kom je vanzelf op de internationale website terecht. En nu is de website helaas alleen nog in het Engels, Duits. Maar in de toekomst zal die zeker in het Nederlands, maar ook in het Frans te zien zijn.
Femke, dankjewel voor deze uitleg. We zullen elkaar ongetwijfeld meer tegen gaan komen, omdat dit een serie uitzendingen gaat worden met hopelijk goede resultaten. Tot ziens.
Nou, ontzettend bedankt dat ik deze mogelijkheid heb gekregen om wat meer te vertellen over de Desert Flower Foundation.
Graag gedaan.
Carry on. I wonder, will this grief ever be?
Dit is Jaap van Kluiven op Nieuwsradio.
Clear the way, boys. The lady has arrived. All you handsome fellas, please wait for me to the right. Don't keep me waiting. Ooh, thank you for the drink. It's quarter past 11. I'm not